there may be a point in that or not. Over a period of time, what would make the change if there was no forcing the issue?
Look, I think, you know, you said it earlier on in the interview that, you know, the world is changing. And there's no doubt about that. What used to work 20 years ago probably isn't working anymore. And there was a great saying, Tom Peters, I think it was, that businesses should be in the business of self-cannibalizing, because if they don't reinvent themselves on a regular basis, they'll get taken over by their opposition. And I think in this day and age, you know, the women are having a stronger role in many ways. And I think that if you leave it up to boards to make their own decisions in their own time, if you look back 10 years later, you know, from 10 years from now, you'll probably find the representation of women is pretty good. But the point is, you shouldn't be forcing them to make these decisions, so they put on their boards people who may not be up to the job, but are women, because at the moment, as you said earlier, there's not there's a bit of a dearth of good women in the positions to take these places.
I'm presuming that you also know that women and men are different, with different goals, different ambitions. Those who want to achieve, I think have the opportunity of either gender now, don't they? And both might be confronted with obstacles, with hurdles, but it's a matter of how much you want something as to how you're prepared to compromise your life around it.
That's exactly right. And I mean, you know, it's not very politically correct to talk about it, but for many women, they do have quite a gap in their careers while they take time from work to have children and raise the kids, and then they'll go back to work when the children are a little bit older. And so, you know, it just means that the pool of people with the experience that maybe companies are looking for has been small in the past. It's no doubt increasing rapidly right now. And I think it will all sort itself out. And so these people who are talking about bringing in quotas, I think they've just got way ahead of themselves. They should just leave it alone. And I think you'll find that most companies over time will make decisions that they too will be happy with.
All right. The unelected Maori boards, but not only unelected, the move for Maori, a quota of Maori, and Maori seats in council. Is this something that is a foregone conclusion, or is there a way of putting a stop to it? Because if you are a believer in democracy, then this is counter to it.
I think there's a couple of issues here. The first one is that there's been an awful lot of misrepresenting of the law. The laws in New Zealand say that councils must take notice of the opinion of Maori. And it doesn't really say much more than that. The way that councils have been interpreting it is that they've originally, you know, a few years ago, they used to have Maori advisory boards. But now, of course, these Maori groups are getting more strident, and they're saying, well, hang on, we want to be at the decision-making table. We don't want to go through an election because we don't get elected. And that's the second point. And the second point is that to get elected in, you know, for office, in general, you have to want the greater good, if you like. You have to be there to look after the well-being of everyone in your community. Now, you might represent a smaller group. So, for example, it might be a councillor elected who's a Federated Farmers member, and so one of his issues will be, you know, doing stuff for farmers. But the point is that cannot be their whole focus, otherwise they won't get themselves elected. And many of these high-profile people in iwi and the Maori sovereignty movement who put themselves up for office, their agenda is simply to push for more rights for their group. And of course, that doesn't go down well with the wider community. And so forcing Maori wards onto communities because the people putting themselves up for office haven't figured out yet how to get themselves elected, which is to have a broader view and want the well-being of the whole community, knowing that that will lift the group they represent anyway.
All right, I think it's wrong. Yeah, I've got to take a break, and if you've got time, and I think you have, we'll have another few minutes before we conclude.
With Pinnacle Life Insurance, your family can hold on to the special bond that keeps you together and tight, even when you're gone. Do it right now. Go to pinnaclelife.co.nz and in just 10 minutes, life insurance sorted. Online. Pinnacle Life.
It's Viva Day today.
I'm Amanda Linnell, Viva editor. We're counting down to Mother's Day. The stylish couple who left their glamorous New York life to start a new career in the Coromandel. We talk to five mums about raising boys. Plus, we have lots of fabulous gift ideas.
Now, another great daily special from Oxygen Air. Chris, very good morning.
Leighton, very good morning. Well, we're coming into those colder months now, and of course we're getting a lot of calls for whole home heating solutions. So we've decided to run a Fujitsu ducted heat pump special for listeners today. Now, we always get a lot of interest when we do have this system on special. Now, if listeners are looking at a fantastic ultra-efficient ducted heat pump for their bedrooms, then this is absolutely the right one for them. Now, the Fujitsu Sleep Pump, it heats, it cools, it dehumidifies, and it also ventilates up to around four bedrooms at the same time. Now, as we all know, bedrooms can be too hot in summer, and they're always they can often be too cold in winter, but with this system, they certainly don't need to be. Like, we're going to be supplying and installing the 8-kilowatt Fujitsu Sleep Pump from a Superlow 6495, and that represents massive savings of our normal retail price.
So the Fujitsu ducted central heating system, which is great for the coming winter, significantly reduced and installed before winter?
Like, we can do it before winter, but I do encourage listeners to give us a call as soon as they can, because as those chilly mornings come, the install times are going to get pushed out a wee bit.
Beautiful. Call Oxygen Air and do it today. Call them about their ducted heat pump special. 0800 85 40 85, 0800 85 40 85, or visit oxyair.co.nz.
Built on its strong heritage, Cub Cadet has become a driving force, providing rugged and dependable ride-on mowers. Committed to creating products that exceed all expectations and can take on the toughest of environments. And with the power of zero-turn technology, there's nothing a Cub Cadet can't handle. Explore the lineup today and find out why Cub Cadet is the smartest choice you can make. Cub Cadet, a Steelport product. Visit steelport.co.nz for your local stockist.
News talk to me, it's 7 to 10. Let me make a short statement or comment, Muriel, and then I've got a listener question. Political correctness is overwhelming us. We are not, I don't believe, we are, in New Zealand, we are natural fighters, not en masse. A lot of this goes past people, and that's how it gets a stronger foothold. Is there a way of turning it back?
Look, the thing is that people have got to realise political correctness is all part of a political agenda. And, of course, social media has made it worse because, as we said earlier, you know, people go on their social media account, they've just made a comment and suddenly they're being attacked all over the place and they think, right, well, I'm not going to say that sort of thing again. And so what's happening is that people are being intimidated all over the place by a very extremist and activist group who are, their whole purpose is to shut people up who say things that they don't agree with. And so I think, first of all, becoming aware of the fact that this is political warfare, then it gives people, you know, people then have two choices. You can either give in or you can fight back. Now, the thing about Kiwis is that we are fighters. We do stand up for things we believe in once we realise we're actually being attacked.
But that realisation arriving in individuals' consciousness is a bit slow.
That's the whole thing. And, I mean, that's why I do what I do with the New Zealand Centre for Political Research newsletters, where I try to pick on issues like this, which are really tricky. And it's tricky to actually, you know, write a couple of thousand words about it too. But what you do by doing that is you then allow people to understand what's going on. And then, as I said, they can either, you know, give in or they can take a stand. And I find that once people understand what is going on, why they're being attacked, then most people want to fight back. And I think that's how we have to do it.
Quick question. How much indoctrination through the education system do you believe is going on?
Look, I think it's huge. And I don't blame teachers for this. I think it's the people who have put in place these curriculum requirements. And it's scary, actually. I tried to bring in a law that they've got in England, which actually tries to protect children from indoctrination in the education system. I didn't get anywhere, but sometimes I think I should revisit that, because it is very worrying when children who are very young, they don't know any better and they're very susceptible, and we should be protecting them, not exposing them to political agendas.
The charter school closures, purely political?
Absolutely.
Because of the teachers' union or because of agenda? Philosophy.
I think it's a combination of both. I think that Labor got into power promising that the unions a great deal, and one of them was to promise the unions to close charter schools. Of course, Willie Jackson's position as an MP has changed that somewhat. But yes, I think it's mostly driven by the unions.
All right. That was a long one. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
And yours.
Thank you.
Dr. Muriel Newman, nzcpr.com, nzcpr.com. And subscribing to. It's free, by the way. It doesn't cost anything. So, I mean, the funding is met by contributions and what have you from various people. But for those who don't know, by the way, she was an ACT MP when ACT actually meant something, through some very good years. It is, and her degree is in mathematics, her doctorate.
For the last 43 years, NZ's winter has started with one hell of a party. A party as fresh as the season's first powder. That party is the Real Journeys Queenstown Winter Festival. It all kicks off on Thursday the 21st June. So get your plans in action, your skis tuned, and get your friends and family to Queenstown for the long weekend. The Real Journeys Queenstown Winter Festival, on until Sunday 24th June. Go to winterfestival.co.nz for more information. Winter starts here.
Now, from St. Pierre's sushi stores around the country, but particularly in Auckland at the moment, it is it's Wednesday, so tuna mayo is the sushi value of the day. You get 8 big pieces of tuna mayo for only $5.70. 8 big pieces, only $5.70. Now, it's still pretty warm, I guess. 17.2 degrees is what I'm reading. But a miso goes with it so well. And St. Pierre's miso is really, really great. But the sushi value of the day, a different one every day of the week from St. Pierre's.
Life insurance. You have it because when the time comes, you want your crew to stay tight and hold on to that special thing you've got. But if your premiums are worrying you, perhaps it's time to switch to Pinnacle Life. At Pinnacle Life, we can cut your existing premium by 20%. Provided your health hasn't changed since taking out your policy. Switch now. Go to pinnaclelife.co.nz or call 0800 22 22 23. Pinnacle Life. Know the crew will stay tight.
PwC Herald Talks.
PwC Herald Talks is back for 2018 with business and bots. Join Josh Comrie, CEO and co-founder of Ambit, the Kiwi artificial intelligence company specialising in chatbots. Josh and a panel of experts will explore the relationship between humankind and machine intelligence, from the social impacts to enhancing productivity and profit. PwC Herald Talks, business and bots, May 9th at Sky City Theatre. Book now at iTicket.
PwC Herald Talks.
The countdown to Flight Centre's mega global sale is on. For 2 days only, get massive savings to many worldwide destinations from some of travel's biggest brands. Visit your local Flight Centre this Saturday and Sunday for amazing deals on airfares, accommodation, tours, cruises and more.
Flight Centre.
Hi, Mum.
Simon, you're soaked.
Car broke down.
Had to walk 3Ks in the storm. I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day in person.
That's nice. Look at these wonderful flowers your brother sent earlier. So thoughtful, our Philip, always thinking of his mum. You're dripping on the carpet, dear.